This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind, ladies and gentlemen? Give us a call at 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to email us. Or you can text some great text today, as always. 367-2054 is mine. Todd's is 226-8503. Reminder, next week, I will be in Steele, North Dakota on Monday. We're in Piper's Auction and Realty celebrating the opening of their Auction Center of North America. We've been there before when they started cranking up, but now everything's ready to go, and it's the grand opening, and should be a lot of fun. Two-day event to celebrate some great growth in Steele, North Dakota, and really hope you come in. 9 to 5, free food, drinks, and tours of the new facility. Stop by. I'll be there for the show, 9 to 11. Love to see you. Staying for lunch. And Piper's new state-of-the-art technology and internet auction capabilities are pretty incredible. Tuesday, they'll be back at it starting at 10. They're doing a vintage farm tractor auction, also farm machinery, trucks, construction equipment, lots of other items. Find out more at pipers.com. Then on Tuesday, we'll be in West Hope for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. Thursday in Medora for the same thing. Wednesday in Newtown for the fishing derby, so a lot going on next week. Friday, we're going to stay in Medora for another day of broadcast there. A lot of fun next week, but don't miss those Bakken Rocks Cookfest. They are really something. We want to thank our fine sponsors, ConocoPhillips, Go Wireline, Fortis Energy, Enerplus, and as well, of course, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about all these at energyofnorthdakota.com. Thursday in Medora would be a great day to say, I'm taking the day off. I'm going out there. I'm going to go to the information session, find out what the latest is in the Bakken, where this thing is going. Have some free barbecue, bring the kids. It's a lot of fun. It really is. So the information sessions are 2 until 4 each day, 4 until 7 for the barbecue and live entertainment, too. See you there. Looking forward to it. All right. I mentioned earlier a really neat thing is happening that I want you to know about. Of course, I've been saying for several weeks, maybe even over a month now, that I just felt this drought was different. And I felt that I can tell in the voices, I could tell in the emails and the texts that there's some real concern out there, and we want to help any way we can. And there's such a spirit of help that is out there, and I found another great example about it. Congressman Kevin Cramer told me about it, and it is at the hands of Paul Sproul and the folks at Sproul, rather. Paul Sproul and the Sproul Farms folks in Grand Forks have started an effort to line up CRP acres to be baled in the Red River Valley for ranchers in western North Dakota. And they are donating all of the CRP acres. Donation. That's right. Free is another word. Because this is a chance of East helping West. It's farmers helping ranchers. It's just an all-around good thing. And Paul joins us on the phone. Mr. Sproul, how are you today?
Good morning, sir. Doing good, Scott.
Good to catch up with you again. And how did this all start? Tell me about how it got going.
Well, a little background here. Last Thursday, I got a call from a ranch, a young lady from Zapp, North Dakota, Josie Johnson, Thursday afternoon, asked me if she heard I had CRP and could they come and pay it and how much would I want. She talked a little bit about what was going on, and I said, I want nothing for it. I'll give it to you. If you want it, it's yours. She said, let me talk to my husband, and I'll talk to you the next day. And so we got together the next morning, but they found out their water and their stock pounds was bad. So they had to put fences around that they couldn't do it. So they've gotten in contact with a custom operator in the area, and he came out. But more of her story, though, the emotion to what you talked about just a little bit ago, when you talk about wheat that's 8 inches high, you can't make a swath. Their corn that sprouted is 10 inches high. The nitrate level in their wheat is 55 parts per million to 6,000. You can't use it for feed. That's a huge disaster. That affects livelihoods of all of them. And back in 97, 20 years ago, we had a disaster in Grand Forks. Ours was a flood, though. But the goodwill of people, how they came and helped us, was amazing. And I think it's time to return the favor to those out west. There's a lot of CRP in the U.S. There's about 23.4 million acres. North Dakota has around 10% of that. and it goes up and down yearly. But there's a lot of CRP in the Red River Valley over here, and I'm only working with people that want to donate. And I had one party that has donated 120 acres of alfalfa that's not in CRP. So there is a lot of goodwill that's coming out. It's guys like you that have gotten the voice out, Scott, on this. I really want to take my hats off to Congressman Kramer for getting this going after he had heard about it. He called me. And then also with Governor Burgum, when he released the whole state, we can go any place in the state today now. It takes support like that to get things going.
It's neighbor helping neighbor, and I love your analogy of the flood because, you know, the one thing that sort of kept you going through that very challenging time was there was just an enormous amount of support. You really felt that people cared and they wanted to do something. They wanted to help, and, you know, this is a great example of doing that in reverse, right?
Yeah. And you were here at that time.
So
you've seen it all. But, you know, I'm only one person. But what's happened, though, is people have heard about this through social media has been great on this. Red River Valley Farm Network has been a great support. So I've had people that have offered CRP and all of a sudden they get contacted and they work with other people. So it's created a lot of synergy to create awareness. But if you're listening out there, if you do have CRP, no matter what county you're in, go into your county FSA office and say that you want to donate it. And then we can only cut 50% of that, of those acres under this emergency act. And we can start on the 16th. We can start on Sunday. I've got a crew coming out here. One group is coming with the custom guys coming with two balers, two swathers and trucks to haul. Another group of three ranchers are coming out with their stuff the end of next week. And I'm going to get them set up where I can. So if you do have acres, you know, donate it. You got to have the landowner has to sign it, and the person that's going to get the hay has to sign it. And then it's transparent. It's between them, and then way they go for the hay.
We've had a call this morning from someone that said, hey, I'm hearing one thing from your show and politicians that are on. I'm hearing another from the FSA office. They say that they don't have the word on it. Have you had any issues with the 16th date?
Yeah, that was an issue, but the paperwork is out now. When I hang up the phone here today, I'm gonna head to our local FSA office here in Grand Forks. I'm gonna sign my stuff up. I just have to get the signature of the person that's gonna get the hay on this, so we can start haying it next Monday or Tuesday when the guys get here. But yeah, there has been a time because it has to be they had to get a clear definition of what we can or can't do.
But so far now, you're not having any problems. They're letting you go on the 16th.
Yes, as far as I know, yes.
Yeah, great. It's a really good idea. And my understanding is your website also is an easy way to connect. If there's other people that want to, you turn into a little clearinghouse and putting people here together between those that need hay and those that want to put some hay on their CRP land, huh?
Right. If you go to www.sproulfarms.com, you'll see my contact information there. You know, I'll work to my best ability to get you connected with somebody, or we'll work with local FSA offices and hopefully throughout our state and get all the support so people can get what they need in a timely fashion so they don't have to sell their livestock.
Yeah, no kidding. Great idea. And Sproul Farms, spelled Sproule, farms.com, all one word, sproulfarms.com. Fantastic idea, Paul. Great spirit of helping neighbor, helping neighbor, and really love it. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
No, just Scott, you're doing a great job. Keep the word out, and to everybody else, I just want you to know, out west, we're here in the valley to support you 110%, and we'll do what we can.
It's fantastic, and please let us know what you need, and don't be afraid to pick up the phone and get another idea like this sparked. It's fantastic. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it very much.
You bet, Scott. Take care.
You too. Let me squeeze in a call here before we go to a break, and then we're going to also talk to the North Dakota Game and Fish Department about a big impetus behind this happening, a big push. Tori in Minot, go ahead.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Great. I just wanted to point something out that I think is kind of missing a lot from the administration's voice, and that's that we're constantly finding ourselves in a mode of defense. And, this stems, how everyone just keeps saying, oh, well, they're liberals, they have a different logic. People need to understand that it's a lot deeper than that. It's all about justification. And we all know that, one will certify their knowledge by providing a reason or a justification, right? That's the way justifying something or saying you're right works, right? And for whatever reason, factivity, which is simply that you justify, your justifications are sufficient to conclude the truth, because fact is truth, usually. But we see here that from 8 years of Obama, the D.C., technocrats, bureaucrats, whatever you want to call them, swamp, have realized one key thing. They know and have a very good handle on the positive introspection aspect of justification. So basically, you know, that's basically the common principle that you know why people know something to be true. And for that case, even in debates throughout philosophy, different philosophers still debating it today, the only way to attack the truth is by acknowledging the positive introspection and actually attacking it with negative introspection.
Fascinating perspective, Tori. Thank you for that. Up against the break, so I got to go. Please call again. More coming up after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Joe Morkin of Castleton. Join us at the Agriculture Adventure Day at the Red River Zoo in Fargo on July 22nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. as we connect kids with agriculture. This event, sponsored in part by the North Dakota Soybean Council, will include hands-on demonstrations, zookeeper and crop talks, and kids' activities surrounding farm activities. Local entertainment, Penny and Pals, will get kids up and moving with upbeat songs that have a message about agriculture. Enjoy a barbecue lunch surrounded by tractors and other farm equipment. The Children's Farm at the Red River Zoo in Fargo educates families about agriculture and provides kids and adults the opportunity to interact with animals commonly found on farms and see North Dakota crops growing firsthand. Again, be sure to join us at the Agriculture Adventure Day at the Red River Zoo in Fargo on July 22nd as we connect kids with agriculture.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
One, two, three, four.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Yeah. We're backing the tape up. Trying to get a little clearer picture. But anyway, always fun to hear the perspective of our fine listeners here on What's On Your Mind. We love you, folks. We love you. My friends at PetraServe USA love great bargains, and they have a bunch all month long. Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11 at any PetraServe USA location. Yes, unbelievable. We're going to get a broadcast lined up of that new PetraServe USA in Valley City. I think that's in our future, too. And a lot of great things happening, but great bargains at all their locations. You know, Bismarck, Mandan, you kind of keep going down, Valley City, and finding the Castleton, and West Fargo, Fargo, into Moorhead, Minnesota, up to Grafton and Bemidji, and down to Wahpeton. PetraServe USA, now the Valley Dairy Stores are part of that family as well. So anyway, the Pizza Corner Pizza is 2 for $11. The Giant Sunflower Seeds, $1.29 from beautiful Wahpeton, North Dakota. Blue Diamond Almonds, 89 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $4.50. Some great deals. NDSU Attire right now, buy one, get one free. Firewood's $1 off. Assorted flip-flops, $1 off. PetraServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, we have Kevin Kading from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department going to join us. Michael Goodwin at the bottom of the hour from the New York Post on what he calls the demise of journalistic standards. And your calls on any and all topics, as always. Dean and Bismarck want to get something in before we get Jeff in here. Go ahead, Dean, you're up.
You know, I was thinking the other day of all the lawns that are cut in town, the grass clipping, is there any way could be phased up to give to farmers for the cows to eat? You look at how many times the grass is cut, and all of it that's out there in the landfill that's on this big pile.
I hear you. I do, you know, logistically is what where my brain goes. How would you do that? How would you,
right.
Okay. So, bag it and put it here and we'll pick it up at this time and, because you're right, the numbers would be huge. I've asked too, asked Kevin Kramer this question. I said, how many total, acres of the hay do you think we need? In other words, for the worst of the worst, what rough idea, what is it? Well, how do you get it? Because, there's CRP in other places besides North Dakota. There's other ways, and his thing was, well, trucking again, the cost of getting it here and then what is that cost? So your idea is closer to home, but I don't think there's such thing as a bad idea in this whole thing. So you just got to.
I mean, look at all the lawns that get cut twice a week and they have to water them. And I'll just mention something, though. I talked to my brother-in-law about it, and he says that out there in the farm, they throw their lawn over into where the cows are, he says, and they won't eat it, though.
Oh, they don't eat it. That's another point. I didn't know grass is it going to do the trick. So, yeah, if they don't eat it, then.
Right, but you think that nice green lawn, but if homeowners spray it and put chemical stuff on it, the cows probably noticed it, don't like it. But all the lawns that are cut, how many times, oh, my goodness, you would think that.
You know, Dean, I like the way you think, though. I like the way you think a lot. It's the right spirit in trying to find a way. So thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much.
Okay. You bet. Bye.
Kevin Kading is the section leader for the private lands program at the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. And they led an effort with other conservation groups recently, sent a letter to the Secretary of Agriculture. It was written late Friday, and by Monday afternoon helped the effort. Congressman Kramer told us that. Extremely helpful. In speeding up that decision. So it was a good deal. So kudos to the Game and Fish Department, all those conservation groups helping out their friends in the agriculture world. Kevin, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So explain to me the significance of that letter, because I think, probably most folks say, well, duh, big deal. It's, they want to be helpful, but CRP is extremely important to the conservation community, and to do that letter, it's pretty significant, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think it was, an effort for all the conservation partners that signed on to that to just show, in good faith that we're there to, help the ranching community. And, we rely on the ranching community and the farming community out there to raise wildlife and also just to elevate the importance of CRP too. I mean, there's a lot of ranchers and a lot of people depending on that forage from CRP right now. And so, there really wasn't, it really wasn't a heavy lift to get the conservation partners to sign on to that. It was pretty well received. We've done this in the past. We've supported the early release of CRP in years past, and we've always supported that. So we just, you know, we just thought, let's do it a little bit different. The only only thing that's different this year is we did it ahead of time. We didn't wait to be asked for it. We just put it out there ahead of time.
Yeah, that was pretty significant, too, because of the speed. Obviously, you know, August 1 is the regular date. Everybody wanted it opened up by July 16th, and, you know, your letter was well ahead of that. So, and, you know, so I agree with you. That's a good plus. It, but we've had a call from somebody, and I forget who, asking about plots. Is plots part of this or governed under this or different? Is a, are there work underway to open up plots land to hang as well?
Well, plots isn't part of this letter per se, but there are some acres of CRP that are included in the plots program. And so they, whenever you have that interface of CRP within a plots agreement, it, then it would, does apply. And a lot of those acres are open for hay or emergency grazing right now if they're in the plots program. The majority of the plots agreements that we have do allow some form of hay or grazing on them. There's usually some kind of a management plan or something built into those agreements. And in most cases, the landowner has that ability to do those, to do that on his own without even talking with us. The only time that it really gets restrictive is if there's something like if they do more than the prescription in their management plan, and that's not even that difficult for us to work through. We can just adjust some management plans or make some amendments if we have to in times like this.
Anything else you want to let our listeners know today?
No, I guess I was just listening right before the call, or right before I jumped on the call here. Some of those matchmaking things going on out there. We're hearing some of that going on too, even within the plots arena too. There's landowners that call us and say, "Hey, I know I can hay my CRP, or I know I can hay my plots land. Is there anything I can do to help another producer out there?" We get a few of those calls, but ultimately, you know, we get calls from a lot of different people. Some of these aren't even the plots cooperators themselves. They might just be somebody that's looking for hay, but ultimately the decision comes down to the owner of the plots land, if they want to allow that or if they do not want to allow that. It's still their decision, but majority of people that we're talking to would like to help out if they can. And you know, we also have to balance out the interest, too. You know, we have to have that wildlife habitat out there. These are hunter dollars that are paying for these acres, and we want to try to make sure we have some of those acres maintained as wildlife habitat, too. But we're also looking at opportunities when some of these plots areas and some CRP that could use some management. And there's definitely opportunities that come along where if there's somebody looking for some hay or doing some grazing, and we're looking for somebody to do that on a plots track, or a landowner's looking for that opportunity, that can work out really well for everybody as well.
Great stuff. Appreciate that very much. By the way, I didn't mention it earlier, but I will say Delta Waterfowl, Ducks Unlimited, North Dakota Natural Resources Trust, and Pheasants Forever joined the North Dakota Game and Fish in signing that letter that went out late last Friday night. Was happy to get a copy of it from Jeff Williams, get it up, and get some conversation going on about it on our social media late Friday. And by Monday, the decision was made, so it helped for sure. Kevin Kading, Private Lands Program Section Leader, North Dakota Game and Fish. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Stephen.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
How does North Dakota benefit from the Dakota Access Pipeline Project? We asked that question of Justin Kringstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority in another episode of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Justin, tell us.
The Bakken has always been transportation challenged, and since 2008, we've had inadequate pipeline capacity, meaning the oil production levels were higher than the state's pipeline infrastructure was able to carry. And so really, starting June 1st of this year, this is the first time that North Dakota and this region has been in an environment where there is adequate pipeline capacity. Prior to June 1st of this year, the combination of pipe and rail was necessary in order to move all of the production to refining centers around the U.S. Now that we're moving into this environment with adequate pipeline capacity, it's really going to be a new marketplace for those North Dakota barrels, and hopefully we see a definite price improvement here in the state itself.
That's Justin Kringstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority, and another edition of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'm Scott Hennon, and thanks for listening.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Dakota, out, as far as out west where I was talking to the people, they said that they spray those, the grass to make it grow, you know, in the hay. And since it doesn't get that tall, they actually have to mix it with some other type of foliage, or otherwise it actually gets inside the cows and thins the blood and they bleed to death inside. So there's a lot more than just, you know, your grass that you put all that Roundup and stuff on.
Interesting. Appreciate that very much, and keep those coming. Texter says on another topic today, the only happy liberal is one that now calls themselves an ex-liberal. How about that? Melissa says, I'm a happy liberal. I will say the majority of my friends I've made in North Dakota are conservatives. They are smart, kind, helpful people, but also more often are closed-minded to people not like them or anyone that's had struggles in which they can't relate. I'm a single parent. I am not and have not been on social services. I work hard. I believe people are more important than money. There's some good standards for you. And another texter says, I stopped at the PetroServe USA in Valley City yesterday, referencing Scott's ad. The cookies were actually pretty good. See, do you think I'd tell you if they're the best cookies on the planet? If they're not, I'm so glad. I hope you took a bunch home and thoroughly enjoyed them. What's on your mind brought to you today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. It's important, not just for the jobs and the economy. It's important for reliable energy, affordable energy to our economy. I mean, it's so, you flip that switch on, it better be on. Find out more how you can help and join the effort and let your elected leaders know what it's all about at the SecureEnergyFuture.org website. Our next guest is the chief political columnist for the New York Post. A good rule of thumb when you're looking for media sources is forget the Washington Post and the New York Times. Remember the New York Post and the Washington Times. You just got to kind of turn it around. New York Post, I love, and they have a great app, and I always read Michael Goodwin. He spoke recently at the Hillsdale College National Leadership Seminar, and the comments have gone viral, and we invited him on to talk a little bit about his take on the 2016 election and the demise of journalistic standards. Michael, nice to have you on the program. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thank you very much, Scott.
Our listeners are mainly in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana, so Midwesterners, and we actually had a little conversation last hour about, are there any happy liberals? Because we can't find any. You know,
I heard your texters, the idea of a happy liberal being an ex-liberal. Look, I think liberalism has classic definitions of it, which are openness, inclusiveness, a real wide, broad-minded tolerance for all kinds of differences. That kind of liberalism is what is endangered. The new liberalism is intolerant. It's coercive. It demands conformity. I think that modern definition of liberalism is really hurting liberalism. And so the word itself has become toxic in many circles.
Yeah, I said I'm almost, in some ways, fine with it because I think there's no political future in it. I mean, how can that gather the masses and win elections? Am I naive?
Well, look, it is frightening, frankly, how many people subscribe to this new definition of liberalism, which is you will agree with me or shut up. It's like that old book goes, shut up, I'm talking. That's the modern liberalism. Whether it can win elections, I mean, it certainly can in certain precincts, New York City, for example, where I live, Los Angeles, San Francisco. It seems to have no trouble there, but it's somewhat like a hothouse plant. You take it outside and it doesn't do so well. And so in most of the country, a majority of Americans don't subscribe to it. Look, our government has always been divided. I mean, that was the whole purpose of having checks and balances, is that one faction would check another. So in one sense, there's nothing wrong with this. I think the difference today is that the factions have become so bitter toward each other that it's very hard to work together and therefore very hard to create any consensus about our big problems. And I think that is the real danger to the country.
I want to come back to that in a minute, but let's talk a little bit about the talk you gave at Hillsdale College related to the 2016 election and the demise of journalistic standards. And you're very well respected in the business. You're a great columnist. And when I saw a comment from your speech relating to the fact that you had never seen anything like this, not even close to what you're seeing in the media right now, I don't know if this is the same angry liberal analogy applies here, but if so many in the media are so liberal that they're just angry, they've lost all sense of journalistic standards. But what's going on here?
Well, first let me just say about Hillsdale College, I don't know if your listeners are familiar with it, but it's in Michigan. It's a small college, liberal arts, as in the old sense of liberal arts, but accepts no federal money. And its president, Larry Arnn, is really, I think it's fair to say, a classical liberal, but also quite conservative in social matters, but an old-fashioned educator, and that he believes you need to know things just for the sake of knowing them, that they make you a better person, even if they don't get you a better job. So in terms of the campaign, I have been a journalist my entire adult life, which is quite considerable now, and I have never seen the bias, the open bias, the idea that we, meaning an institution such as the New York Times or Washington Post or CNN, the major broadcast network, CBS, NBC, ABC, openly tilt and cheer for one candidate over another. I mean, to the point where they were trying to pick a president, and they were demonizing Donald Trump, and when that didn't work, they began to demonize Trump supporters. And so that putting their both thumbs on the scale, to me, was unique in my knowledge of media coverage of politics. And as I say in the speech, that liberalism is baked into the journalism cake. That this idea that you are going to help everybody who has an affliction, and increasingly the media doesn't call the local church or the neighbors and say, why can't you help Sally's, the widow who's losing her house? They call the government. And so I think we have this big government approach to everything, that the media thinks of the government as the solution to all problems. And that is one of the hallmarks of modern liberalism, is big government. Big government, with its powers, will come in and fix all problems. But, of course, we know that big government also creates problems and takes away liberties and takes away initiative and entrepreneurship. And big government does not have all the answers, that it is also made up of human beings who are fallible and who have their own agendas. And so big government, frankly, has become a special interest group. the media that promotes big government has become another special interest group. All of this comes at the expense of individual liberty. And I think that it robs the human spirit out of our economy, out of our lives, out of our country, out of our government itself. And for the media to be cheering this on and to be corrupting and abandoning its own standards. For those of you who haven't read the speech or the transcripts, I mean, I grew up at the New York Times. I was blessed to get a job there right out of college, not as a reporter, but as a clerk, and I worked my way onto the reporting staff. And the New York Times in those days was legitimately the flagship of American journalism. It had the highest standards of fairness, of balance, of what judgment. The judgment was checked by standards. It wasn't run amok by individual opinion. And opinions were not welcome in the news stories. Reporters were not allowed to put their opinions in the stories. They used their judgment. It wasn't exactly just the facts, ma'am. It was real judgment about what the facts are, what they mean. But it was checked by editors who said, no, no, you've gone too far here. You've now injected your opinion out. Cross it out. It didn't get in the newspaper. That paper is now abandoned its standards, and its editor, its current editor, admitted as much by saying Donald Trump is abnormal, and he has basically changed journalism, and we solved the struggle of fairness. We just now call him a liar. That's not fair. I mean, Hillary Clinton wasn't a liar. Barack Obama never lied. You can keep your doctor. That wasn't a lie. When you lose your standards, you then become subjective entirely, and your own bias prevails, and that's what we see in the modern media.
No, it's everywhere, and they're unhinged, and as you say, the journalistic standards are gone, so they become this breathless 24/7 pounding away like there's some sort of a political opponent. What is the consequence of that though, Michael? What will happen as a result of that? I mean, does the media become less and less relevant all the time, and the news business become just another opinion channel?
That is one of the things we say. I mean, I, for example, obviously technology has been a great destroyer of a lot of businesses, music business. I mean, it's book publishing, media itself. What cell phones have done to landline businesses. I think that there is this great technological change throughout American society and world society in many ways, and it's often for the better. I don't mean to say it's just a negative, but for newspapers, I think it has cut to their bottom line in such significant ways that they're, in many cases, they're panicked. And one way to create something different is to have opinion. And so you become just an opinion journal. And so I think we see that in a lot of news magazines. But I just want to go back to the idea of standards for one second, Scott, because I think standards for journalism, let's say, are what laws are for our criminal justice system. We believe in due process in criminal justice because that's how we work the system. The system works through standards. So even the worst criminal, whom everybody agrees is a mass murderer, gets a chance to defend himself in front of a jury of his peers with due process so that the government, if the government has information that...
It's a great analogy. Great analogy. Hold that thought. We're up against the break here. We'll continue with more with Michael Goodwin, New York Times, New York Daily News, and for the last number of years, New York Post. Chief political economist talking about the 2016 election and the demise of journalistic standards. Stay tuned.
We talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is Neocon? Several inner office furniture and design employees were there in Chicago to attend Neocon. And to tell us all about it, here's Melissa. What happened, Melissa?
Well, NeoCon is one of the most recognized and attended trade shows in the commercial design industry with over 50,000 attendees. The show is focused on being at the forefront of changing commercial design and business trends, and thousands of new products are introduced at the show each year. There's over 1 million square feet of exhibition space and 500 companies.
That sounds like a whole lot of innovation. Why do you go?
Well, with so many options on the market nowadays, it's important for us as a furniture dealer to see and feel the products firsthand so we can recommend appropriate furniture to our customers. Furniture that meets their style, budget, and quality expectations. And don't forget, we go for fun, too. This year, our coworker Levi was unable to attend, so we brought Flat Levi with us to experience NeoCon virtually, like a Flat Stanley. Follow InterOffice on Facebook and see some of the fun he was up to.
We will do just that. Tell us a little bit about some of the current trends that were showcased there.
For colors, we're seeing black, charcoal, and pastel accents, like blush. One showroom at the forefront showcased 90s-influenced design and colors. Think 1990s windbreaker jumpsuit with bright colors, wild pattern, and black charcoal background on the furniture pieces. For style, we're seeing a lot of mid-century or Danish design, residential-looking lounge pieces, as well as residential-looking desks and case good furniture.
Find out more at InterOfficeFargo.com or stop at CM InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. Call them at 232-3013.
Hi, I'm Peter Snindrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
Anytime a business has been around since 1908, you know, hey, there's something here. You can't do that without doing high-quality work, and the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons do every day. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. It all started in Bismarck's great story, one of North Dakota's great business stories, no doubt about it, but it is now everywhere in the Northern Plains, Upper Midwest. And ask about something I'm talking a lot about, that is the Link service contract services they offer, where you get cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements for your building, for business owners all throughout the region. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. Free estimates always. Tell them Scott sent you. Back with more of our conversation with Michael Goodwin. So you were saying before the break that standards would have gone out the window. Give me an example of where a standard is gone amok here.
To refer to Donald Trump, they have decided, never, to my knowledge, called any other politician or really even mass murderers. They've never called them liars in headlines and just straight out. Now, to me, calling someone a liar is an opinion. It's because you are getting to their motivation. You are inside their head. It's not just what they did, but that they intended to deceive you. So, therefore, they are willfully deceiving you. They are a liar. To think that Donald Trump is the first person in public life to have earned that distinction strikes me as ludicrous. Certainly, the woman he ran against for president was considered dishonest by 70% of the population. They thought she was dishonest, but the New York Times never saw her as deliberately deceiving anyone. Barack Obama, you can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan. Benghazi was caused by a video. Weren't these lies in the common sense of the word? But so only Donald Trump deserves that word. So that to me is an example of dropping your fairness standards and applying a single standard to one person and other standards to all other people in the same business. Now, that to me is a breakdown. That to me is abdication of your responsibilities to the public.
How about this standard? I find myself really amused when I see a story, big deal about it, breaking news, everybody's talking about it. And what's amazing, folks, if you watch this, Washington Post or New York Times break a story, within seconds, everybody else is putting it out as if it's fact. Then you go to it and say, okay, where's the actual original story? And you can't find a named source in it. That happens a lot, where the source is not Michael Goodwin, New York Post, says this about Donald Trump. Isn't basic journalistic standards, that you know the person that is sourced for the story?
It's an excellent point. I've been making that with my daughter, who's an aspiring young journalist. She sent me an article at one point. I forget what it was, about something Trump might have done. And I clicked on it. I opened it, and it was, just as you say, something that referred to the Washington Post. So I went and found the original Washington Post story, and it cited a single anonymous source. But it became in the lifeblood of America. And I said to my daughter, this is now American journalism. I said, this is the collapse of standards. And that is a perfect example of how, one person's, an anonymous source becomes a fact on the second telling. It's like how a story, the old campfire joke, if A tells B and B tells C and on till we get to Z, it's a whole different story. Everybody has added and distorted something of their own to it. It's not the same thing anymore. And that's what happens in the journalistic world today. You just rewrite what else is out there, and maybe you add a 10% twist to it. You make it more certain, more dramatic. But it's what passes for journalism today.
I mean, I wouldn't believe anything with an anonymous source. It may be true, but I got to say, what, 10% of those ultimately end up being true? There's somebody with a hidden agenda there, obviously, right, if it's an anonymous quote?
Well, and that's a really good point too, Scott, because, again, I grew up with the New York Times, and there was a real restriction on anonymous sources. They were to be used only as a last resort. The editors would always demand to know who is this source. And the idea being that the anonymous source has an agenda. First of all, the reader deserves to know, does the anonymous source have the position or the information or the knowledge to make this claim, to make this assertion, right? So We are investing in the anonymous source a certain amount of our own credibility when we trust the anonymous source. And then secondly, why are we giving them the special privilege of being anonymous? And so the New York Times, for example, had a rule when I was there, no pejorative quotes from anonymous sources. In other words, you can't say Joe Blow is a creep, quote unquote.
According to sources close to the, yeah, and there's so much of that now, unbelievable. I wish we had more time. We'll do this again. This is very important information, folks, from someone with impeccable credentials and credibility about the standards of journalism today. Michael Goodwin, thank you. God bless you, folks. See you Monday to have a really good job. A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now with pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.